1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time 7:51 and third Thursday of each month. We check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
All right. Well, just last week, I guess you took part in a legislative wrap-up at Town Hall. How did that go?
It was great. It was very well attended. I appreciate everyone who came out in the middle of July to hear about our legislative session in Hartford. It was an eventful and interesting one. It had ups and downs, and I appreciate so many people across Greenwich and beyond in the district showing up just like they did in North Stamford the night after.
All right. Didn't get a chance to talk to you last month as the session ended. Your thoughts overall on the session?
I think there were ups and downs. I think the worst parts of the session were, first of all, the state budget, which I think broke the last vestiges of fiscal responsibility and fiscally prudent policies we have in the state. The state budget broke the eight-year-old bipartisan budget guardrails, including the spending cap. It spent more money than the 5% year-over-year cap on spending. So we're going to be increasing spending in the state by more than 5% year-over-year for the next 2 years. I think most middle-class families across the state aren't seeing their budgets expand by that, their incomes go up by that every year. So I think it's very fiscally irresponsible, and we'll have to pay higher taxes into the future because of it. It'll result in us paying down hundreds of millions of dollars less debt every year, which is problematic because the state has one of the highest bonded debt levels of any state in the country. And also it raises taxes by about $300 million per year on hospitals, nursing homes, small businesses, and others. So the budget I'm concerned about. The housing bill is kind of, it got vetoed, and it was very, very bad, I think, for towns like Greenwich, but all across the state, because it would take away a lot of local control. 5002 was vetoed at the last minute, a day before it would have become law, but they're going to go into special session in the late summer or fall, the governor and the legislature, and negotiate something else. I'm concerned that it's going to be bad, maybe not as bad as that original bill, but not good. And finally, on a better note, the energy bill that I negotiated with my Democratic colleagues, I think, was a positive step. It'll cut public benefits charges by about one-tenth. That's not enough in my mind, but it is a first step. It's the first step of any significance to providing reductions in public benefits charges. So that, I think, was the high point of the session.
All right, we're speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Following up on the special session part, we spoke to Representative Meskers last week. He indicated that it would apparently be with maybe cuts from the federal government that have to be dealt with by the legislature. That would be the focus of the special session. Is that what you're hearing? What are you hearing about what the topic will be, so to speak?
As much as we want to see bipartisan negotiation for the special session, the Republicans have not been called to negotiate, so we don't know right now. My preliminary analysis of the federal reconciliation package and how it affects Connecticut would indicate that it's tens of millions of dollars of effect. In the context of a $27 or $28 billion budget, so it actually probably won't have a significant enough effect to require major changes in a special session to our budget policy. So I guess I would have to be convinced. I'd have to see different evidence than I've seen so far. But we're still studying it. So it remains to be seen whether we'd have to go into a special session for budgetary reasons. I don't see it right now, but we're still studying it.
I want to get an update on you on another bill that you talked about people that may live in Connecticut, work in New York, but work remotely, and would they continue to be taxed? Maybe they would not get taxed. What's the latest with that legislation? Did that pass?
Yes, I was able to author and pass into law Senate Bill 1558, which provides state support and a pathway to eventually defending Connecticut residents against taxation from other states, including New York. So there are thousands upon thousands of our residents who commute into New York every day, or most days, and work for New York companies, but work from home, dozens of days of the year. And those residents are taxed every single day that they work, whether they work from home in Connecticut or in person in the office in New York, by the state of New York under New York's policies. And Connecticut has just been letting it happen. For the days they work from home, they should be taxed by Connecticut. And for the days they work in New York, they should be taxed by New York. I think that's logical and that's constitutional. And yet it's not the case. They're taxed by New York every day. Well, the law I passed would do two things. First, it would provide a very, very large credit to encourage Connecticut residents who are offended by this policy to appeal and challenge this practice by New York administratively or through the courts. And they would receive a very large credit if they're successful, obviously in hopes of creating a precedent that would affect all of Connecticut. This could potentially yield us $400 million of increased revenue in Connecticut if we were to change this precedent and get the practice changed. And second, it requires the Attorney General of Connecticut to develop a legal strategy that would to challenge this in court as a state and report that strategy back to the state government. We want the Attorney General's office engaged. The Attorney General's office exists for anything it exists for causes like this, to defend Connecticut residents' rights and their financial and the financial well-being, not just of them, but of the entire state. So this, is something I've received a lot of feedback about. I hope anyone affected by it knows about it now and they can contact their accountants, hopefully for more information.
All right. And then finally, Senator, where are you in a possible run for governor next year?
Well, I'm strongly considering it. I've really appreciated the feedback of not just leaders across the state who have encouraged me to do it, but constituents who are the people that matter most to me. I want to see a state that's affordable for everyone, that respects local control, and that has checks and balances in Hartford. And that's led me to seriously consider a run for governor. I have to make a decision in August about whether I'm going to do it or not. I haven't really said it publicly, but I'm leaning towards it. I love the state. I love our town that I grew up in, and I want to serve it the best way I can. So I'm trying to make a final decision in the coming month about how best to serve it.
All right. State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, thanks again for your time, and take care. We'll talk again next month.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.
That is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins me on the third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich.